This is a very informal podcast, as you can see. This is the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office podcast. I have the fabulous Mrs. Hone here.
Hello.
Introduce yourself, background, and time in our district.
All right. Well, my name is Janelle Hone. I've been teaching for about 12 years. Taught social studies and language arts, and I've also taught leadership, and I've taught theater and film, so a little bit of everything. This is my first year in the district, so it's been wonderful. Everybody has been very, very welcoming, and I'm super excited to be a Sabre.
Right on. Way better than Tahoma.
Yo.
Terrible.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
No. Whoa. No, I'm just now. Joking. All right.
Good. All right. So where did you directly come from? I'm going to veer from the questions.
No, okay. We're not even doing the questions anymore. I came from Summit Trail Middle School in the Tahoma District or Tahoma School District out in Maple Valley. I was there for 9 years.
Cool. Yeah. And you're still doing work for them for free now, right?
No, I'm starting to get better.
Okay.
I just check in about, you know, once a month and make sure all the technology is working. It's
fine. Okay. All right. When did you decide to work in education?
In kindergarten. I walked into the door of my kindergarten, and my teacher, Mrs. Gillespie, was kind of leaning down at the door, and she said, "Hello, I am so excited that you're here." And I said, "I am so excited to be here, too." And I absolutely loved it. And for a very short time, I thought that I was going to go to New York and be a Broadway actress. And when I did that, I thought, you know what, I need a kind of something to do during the day. And so I went and got my teaching certificate so I could do that during the day. And the more and more internships I did, the more and more I fell in love with it and was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to be a teacher and this is it.
Wow. I almost can like envision you in kindergarten. I'm so glad to be here too. I think that's how you came up in your interview.
Yeah. Well. And then I have to tell you that from about kindergarten to first grade to fourth grade, it said on my report card that Janelle had to remember she wasn't the teacher. So, true story. Ask my mom. She kept some of those.
I got on my report card.
And I talk too much. That was my other
problem. I got that on my report card. Yeah. Sweet. All right. What is one thing students would be surprised to find out about you?
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, the Broadway actress thing, like, I guess I'm not that surprised now that I do it, but I'm really intrigued by it. But
okay. What's something else? I don't know that they would be surprised of that many things because I'm kind of an open book. And I tell kids a lot about myself. Something they'd be surprised to know about me. That's a tough one.
What about you were mad at Mr. Bettis because I made you go to the staff meeting and miss your daughter's hurdles last night?
Yes, yeah. I probably that I'm a little bit of a prankster.
Okay.
I play jokes on other teachers a lot. I haven't so much here, although Mr. Parsons' class, we did get half of them do head and shoulders, knees and toes. Yesterday while he was at his desk doing some grading. I had a teacher in my last building and we used to I'd stage sit-ins. I just leave kids in his classroom and 20 minutes and walk out. They weren't allowed to say anything and we'd poster bomb and we post-it noted his car one day and yeah.
Oh, I love it. You know when I did that? The art teacher at the high school, at the high school, she was right across from me and, we used to eat lunch together, and I went in, I left lunch early, went in, grabbed all of her students, brought them over to my shop.
Yes.
And then I, because that was my planning period, and I walked in, I'm like, hey, where's all your kids, Bauer? Actually, I called her out, art teacher all the time, but yeah, it's joy. You got to enjoy where you work.
I know something else that might get me fired, but in my room...
I can edit this out, too,
so it's okay. I have a yardstick, and in my last district, kids called it the bloody yardstick. And there was a lot of, all the parents knew about it. All the kids knew about it. There was, this rumor my first year of teaching that I beat a bunch of kids. And I didn't. I just taught with a yardstick, and it would fly around all the time. And then I got bloody yardstick because I hit it on a desk, and it, shot a kid in the arm. And it was, hanging out a piece of it. And we just pulled it out and taped it back up and put a Band-Aid on it and called it a day.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm trying to decide. I'm probably too lazy to edit that out.
Anyways, it hangs in my classroom and,
the bloody yards. But,
it's not labeled anymore or anything.
Okay,
sweet.
That's something that's impressive. How do you follow that one?
I've never beat a kid before, I swear.
Okay. What makes a good day at school other than when you
stab a kid with.
Yeah.
A good day at school is when students are engaged and they're having fun. And they're loud, but they're loud about the right things. That makes a really, really good day at school.
It is. I like that.
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay, what is the best thing about being in an education or being a teacher?
Best thing about being a teacher is getting to be a rock star in the hallways. Yeah, when you walk down the hallways and people are like, "This is own!" Or like you're at the grocery store and it's like, "That's my favorite teacher!" That is the absolute best part. So it's like being on Broadway, but people recognize you.
Well, you know what?
Because they don't recognize you in the chorus.
Exactly. You know what? It, Broadway, like... Surprise, like middle school.
Same thing. Same thing. Oh, yeah. You know drama club is coming up, too. So, you know, if you want to see Mrs. Hound in action, join us on Thursdays for drama club.
Oh, nice. Just plug, had to plug right that. There. Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Let's see. What was the last book you read?
Oh, my goodness. The last book I read was, I'm like reading three books right now. What Happened to You? That is the last book that I read.
What Happened to You?
Tell me about this. It is a book about children that have been through abuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and how it actually alters your brain, and it changes the brain chemistry, and it changes, like, the connection between your prefrontal cortex. And so that is something that I'm really passionate about right now. And so, I'm in the process of reading. I guess it's not the last book I read, but it's what I'm most passionate about that I'm reading. The last book that I read was Harry Potter 4, because we were reading that this summer. But
read it so many times.
Yeah. We haven't. I've never read Harry Potter. I am a huge Rick Riordan fan, and so when Harry Potter was coming out, The Lightning Thief was a big thing, so I read all of his books. And
Rick Riordan is like the Olympus. Yeah, okay, okay.
Greek mythology.
I tried to get my kids into that, I forced my son to read the first one, and it was like, no, Dad, I'm not doing it. I'm like, this is great.
It was any historical fiction, like...
History teacher.
I'm in.
Yeah. Way to fit the mold. Yes. You know what? Actually, I'm probably going over here, but something that it's so interesting about you is that, like, I forget because you're such a, like, a fun person around school and, like, you like just being around kids.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, like, you're also an intellectual and, like, the fact that you're reading things about the effects of trauma on a brain, mm-hmm. I just, like, it's just the whole package. You're just the whole package.
Oh, thank you. Anything about brain and how it works, I'm in. I'm
right
so in.
On. Oh, what's the one? Oh, you know what? Okay.
You gonna find me a book?
I am.
Okay.
What excites you about being in education right now?
What is exciting about education right now is that students are all over the place. And as a teacher, I have to go in and figure out what the best way is to connect with students in all different ways. So whereas I taught for a lot of years, and in the beginning, it was kind of like the same pattern. Like, kids were kind of kids, and honestly, you kind of had your high, medium, low groups, and they would come in, and you'd repeat the same thing, it felt like, over and over. But right now, it's like, I honestly never know what's going to come out of their mouths. I never have any idea what's going to happen one day to the next. And there is no pattern that I can find. My regular curriculum doesn't work the same way that it did before. And so I almost feel like an investigator, that I'm constantly trying to find that new thing to fit in and to connect with and to reach every student. I've never had that problem before, and I'm the last couple years have been a little bit of a struggle. So it's fun for me because it's not easy, if that makes sense.
God. Like I'm you literally are inspiring me right now. Like, 'cause that's how I often describe, like, the biggest problem from our closure and COVID and things like that is that gap got wider, just because different kids had different mm-hmm. experiences. And
yes.
It's so, there is a homogenous nature to going through schooling, and like that gap created a bigger gap between students. So I love that you're saying that's yes. exciting about education. Like, to me, that's a frustration, but that's not how I usually look at things.
No.
So you just inspired me.
Well, and it's fun because of the world that we're living in right now. There's all these online groups that you can join, right, on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And people will be like, I have this problem. And so you can be like, well, I tried this. Like, I have an emotional support saber in my class, right? We were talking about that earlier. And a lady was talking about how to motivate students. And she brought in a bunch of those old school pound puppies. And, like, puts them, she has eight of them, and they line up. And when kids do something good, she throws it at them. And they all have different names and characteristics the kids have given them.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I have an emotional support saber. I need more, right? So, like, all of a sudden we get to connect on that level and all come together, like, all over the world and share that information. So that's really cool, too.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yes.
You know what? I actually did a staff meeting a few years ago, well, pre-COVID, about Twitter, and like that's just it. Mm-hmm. I remember one of the neat things when you first started teaching, so you're 12 years ago, it was 20 years ago for me, but like learning the people that I could connect with, yes, to be able to do that. And it, like, sometimes it's just opportunistic. Like, my hero was Howard Hosley. I taught next to him. He was a PE teacher. And like the luck that I was able to teach next to somebody that was so like connected with kids so well, mm-hmm, I learned a lot of things. But it, like, that's a cool thing about Twitter or Facebook or whatever those groups are that you use with fellow educators. Mm-hmm. It's a positive social media. You can connect with somebody that like has the same issues or has the, yeah, same like things, and you can get so many ideas. It's just it's a neat thing.
I have to tell you a really funny story that 3 years ago I went to this class called WACA. It was in Eastern Washington. It's for leadership teachers and ASB advisors. And this lady gave us this website, and it had all of these movies and like worksheets on it. And someone asked about it. And so I sent it. I said, this is not mine. I got this really cool thing someone else created. I go, here you go. And the lady who gave it to me popped on and goes, that's mine.
And I said,
oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you. You don't know how many people I've shared it with, like this resource with, that it's been absolutely amazing. And so that's really fun too, is how many years ago was that? And she got to see that like it's still being used, and it's still, and that's really, really cool.
That's saying something about that teacher and you, that, yes, like that's the connection. She's using that same connection. So
yes.
Right on. Okay. Big one. If you could give one piece of advice to a student, what would you give?
Don't give up. No matter what. Don't give up. No matter how hard it seems like it is, no matter how over your head you are, talk to people, get support, but don't give up.
Beautiful. All right. There we get it.
Thank you.
Thank you.